Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
You spying on the neighbors again?
No, I'm watching for Beaver to come home from dancing school.
Oh, well, I guess that is an important homecoming.
It certainly is. Do you know, for the past 2 years, he's talked his way out of attending almost half the classes with one excuse or another? He'll probably come home with a new alibi today.
I think the last time he had some story about the flower decorations giving him an allergy.
And the time before, he said the waltzes gave him a Charlie horse.
Well, you know, I think the basic trouble is an allergy. Boys his age are just naturally allergic to little girls. Well, here he comes. I suppose we'll hear some new reason now why he should abandon the social graces.
Dear, if he's very upset, let's not be too hard on him.
Yeah.
Well, Beaver, did you have a good time with all your nice little friends at dancing school?
Yes, son. Did you learn some interesting new steps today?
Gee, Mom and Dad, you don't have to tell me all that happy stuff. I really had a good time.
You really did?
Sure, I had one of the best times I've ever had in my whole life.
Ward, I can't believe it.
Well, neither can I. When a boy his age suddenly says he likes dancing school, he's either covering up for something he's done, or he's downright abnormal.
Beaver, you mean you really like dancing school?
Well, sure. I stayed a whole 2 hours and I had a good time.
What did they do? Give every kid a free quart of ice cream or something?
Oh. Well, I liked it because of something else.
Well, what else?
If I tell you, you promise you won't tell anybody else?
Well, sure, I promise.
I liked it because of a girl.
A girl?
Not so loud, Wally.
Wow, Beaver. I never thought I'd ever hear you say that in a million years.
Well, Wally, I'm really not saying I like girls. I'm just saying I sort of like one girl.
Well, look, that's the way the whole thing starts. Now, who is she?
Well, her name is Betsy Patterson, and she's a new girl, and she just started in our dancing school today.
Is she pretty?
I don't know. I guess so.
Well, Beaver, if you don't know if she's pretty or that kind of stuff, what makes you like her so much?
I don't know. I guess because she's brand new.
Well, I guess Mom and Dad aren't going to have to twist your arm to go to dancing school next week.
Oh, it's not just dancing school next week. Mrs. Thompson's having a whole big deal with eats and ice cream, and you're supposed to invite the girl you want way ahead of time.
I guess you already invited Betsy, huh?
No, I didn't. I was too busy getting used to her being a girl to even talk to her.
Yeah, I guess I remember how it was when I was your age.
Hey, Wally, I think Mom and Dad buy me a new suit for the party.
People, what's wrong with that suit? Been wearing it for a whole year.
No, look.
Yeah, I guess the sleeves are a little short. But you never worried about it before.
Yeah, but all of a sudden, I don't want girls looking at my wrists.
Yeah, I guess Dad might buy you a new suit.
But gee, Wally, if I tell Dad I want a new suit, he's going to ask me what I want it for. And if I had to tell him I liked a girl, I think I'd get sick right in the den.
Yeah, I think I know how you feel. Maybe you better talk to Mom.
Yeah, I guess Moms are better for mushy stuff.
Sure, she's not so apt to come right out and laugh at you.
Beaver, it's nice of you to help me with the dishes.
Oh, sure, Mom. And it was nice of Wally to have Dad help him with his homework.
Is there something you wanted to ask me?
Oh, no, Mom. Nothing at all. Well, maybe there is one thing, Mom. Could I have a new suit?
A new suit? Well, is it for some special occasion?
Oh, no. No special occasion. It's just so when a guy takes a girl out for the first time, he wants to look nice.
You're going to take out a girl?
Well, they're having a party at dancing school next week, and Whitey and Richard, all the guys are going, and you gotta invite a girl, just like it was for real.
Oh, who are you going to invite?
Oh, well, you gotta invite a girl from the dancing school, and as long as they're making you do that, I figured I'd invite a girl named Betsy, and can I have the new suit?
Well, I guess you are about due for one.
That's what I figured, because a guy my age shouldn't go running around with bare wrists.
This Betsy, what's her last name?
I don't know. I think it's something like Patterson.
Oh, well, I know her mother. If you want to, I'll call up Mrs. Patterson and I'll make the arrangements for you.
Oh, no, Mom. That'd make me look like some sort of a baby or something. I thought maybe later on I'd just look up her number in the telephone book and give her a ring. Hey, Mom, this dish is still dirty. You better do it over again.
Oh, well, thank you, Beaver. And thank you for helping me with the dishes tonight. I think I can finish up now.
Okay, Mom.
Oh, we're all done with the homework.
Well, we're all done with the dishes.
Well, I know why he's so happy about dancing school.
Oh?
It's a girl.
A girl?
Hmm?
Oh, he had a fight with one and beat her up.
Just the opposite. I think he's found one he liked.
Our Beaver likes a girl?
Uh-huh. Her name is Betsy Patterson, and he's taking her to a dance next Saturday night, and he wants a new suit.
Oh, now, wait a minute. I don't like the idea of sixth graders having dates.
Oh, it's nothing like that, dear. It's just that Beaver's dancing school's having a little party. It's Mrs. Thompson's way of teaching the children manners and preparing them for the future.
Oh. Well, I don't quite see how it's going to help us conquer outer space, but I suppose I'll have to go along with it. What's the matter?
I don't know. All of a sudden, I got nervous and I couldn't remember who I was calling.
Yeah, I think I know how you feel, Beaver. The first time I called a girl, I got the hiccups.
Gee, Wally, you've been through it a lot. What do you say to him?
Why don't you just say, I think it'll be a very lovely affair Saturday, and would you care to accompany me to the dance?
Yeah, I guess I could say that. I just hope I can remember it.
What's the matter now?
I just thought, what if her mother answers?
Oh, well, it usually pays to be real nice to mothers. If she answers, you should say, good evening, Mrs. Patterson. I hope I'm not disturbing you, but may I please speak to Betsy?
Okay. What if the father answers?
Oh, well, when that happens, I usually just hang up.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Patterson. I hope I'm not disturbing you, but... Oh, hello, Betsy. Huh? She wants to know who I am.
Tell her, you little goof.
Oh. Well, this is Theodore Cleaver. You know, the kid who was making the funny noises at dancing school. Well, like Miss Thompson said, we got to invite somebody to that thing on Saturday. And as long as they're making us do that, I figured I might as well ask you. Yeah? Well, okay. Goodbye.
Beaver, what's the matter with you? That's no way to invite a girl to a dance.
Maybe it's not, but she said she'd go.
Sounds like Wally and Beaver are playing records.
Yeah, and on this one I can recognize the melody. Maybe the boys are growing up.
Well, I guess it's all right. They've done their homework. I wonder what she's like.
Who?
Betsy Patterson.
Oh, she's probably some unhappy little female whose mother scrubbed her up and dragged her down to dancing school.
Dear, if parents don't make their children go to things like dancing school, they're going to grow up to be crude, rough teenagers.
Well, June, growing up to be a crude, rough teenager is the goal of every red-blooded American boy.
Gee, Wally, what's the matter?
You're the crummiest dancer I ever saw. Man, Beaver, just look at you. You dance like a duck,
Your shirt tail's hanging out. You haven't had a bath in 2 days. Your hair's all full of sand.
Boy, if I was a girl and I saw you coming, I'd run a million miles.
Gee, Wally, I'll be taking a bath between now and Saturday.
Oh, that'll help a little, but you're still a mess. I'm just glad I don't have to be there when you make a fool out of yourself, that's all.
Oh, come on, Wally, try it with me just once more.
Okay, but just don't breathe on me, huh?
Hello?
Oh, hello, Mrs. Thompson.
It's Beaver's dancing teacher.
Yes, Beaver told us about the party next week. Mr. Cleaver and I think it's such a sweet idea. Wally? Well, that's right. He is one of your old pupils, isn't he? Well, now, isn't that an original idea? Yes, I'm sure Wally'd be delighted. Well, thank you for calling, Mrs. Thompson. Goodbye.
What's she trying to do? Sign Wally up for a postgraduate course?
No, it's about the dance Saturday night. She thinks instead of having adults, it would be nice to have former students like Wally and Clarence Rutherford to act as chaperones. She thinks the younger children like Beaver would feel less self-conscious.
Well, that's fine, but just how do you know Wally will be delighted?
Well, Ward, if he's not, I'm counting on you to see that he is.
Hey, Wally, when Mom first asked you about being a chaperone, you squawked all over the place. How come all of a sudden you changed your mind?
Well, because Dad gave me a lecture about family responsibility and $5.
Oh, Dad sure knows how to talk to kids, doesn't he? Hey, Wally, do you think Betsy will like me? How do I look?
Well, you got your new suit on and you're clean and everything. But didn't you say that Betsy got a kick out of you making those funny noises?
Yeah, she laughed and everything.
As long as you got that working for you, you better keep making them.
Hey, Wally, you're taking a Julie Foster, aren't you?
Yeah. Mrs. Thompson called up her mother and got her to be a chaperone, too.
Do you think her mother ought to pay her $5?
You don't have to bribe girls to go to dances and parties and stuff. They got a natural instinct for standing around looking stupid.
Boys, it's time to go.
Okay, Mom, be right there. Come on, let's go. What are you doing?
Nothing. I just want to see how I look in case anybody sneaks up on me from behind.
Well, this is a big night for Beaver, huh?
Yes, and you know it makes me feel a little bit sad. Going out on his first date.
June, this is not a real date. This is just another of those prearranged tribal rituals to get another $3.50 out of us.
My, my, my. Now, aren't you a handsome-looking young gentleman?
Yeah, Mom. Doesn't he look crazy?
How do you think I look, Dad?
Beaver, I think you look just fine.
Boy, I wish I felt as good as everybody says I look.
Here, boys. Here's a corsage for each of you.
Gee, Mom, do we gotta wear these things?
Of course not, you dummy. They're for the girls.
And, Beaver, I want you to watch your manners. And don't give Mrs. Thompson any trouble. And if there's a receiving line, I want you to shake hands with everybody.
I'm not going.
Oh, come on now, Beaver. Of course you're going.
Why, Beaver, you don't want to disappoint Betsy, do you?
I'd disappoint her more if I got sick when I got there.
Oh, I think you're going to be just fine.
Sure, Beav. When you get there and see all your friends, you'll feel right at home.
Well, come on, we better get going. The eats usually run out early at these kind of things. Bye, Mom. Bye, Dad.
Bye, fellas.
Bye.
Bye, Mom. Goodbye, Dad.
Have a good time.
Gee, Wally, I'm scared.
Well, sure you are, Beaver. You're supposed to be scared. Look, the first time I went to dance in school, I was scared to death. I only had to dance with Eddie Haskell.
Yeah, but you've been to a lot of dances since then. You know how to talk to girls just like they were fellas.
Look, Beaver, tonight all you have to do is watch me and do what I do.
That's a good idea. I'll do everything you do.
That's the receiving line. We gotta go meet them all.
Gee, Gee, Wally, I don't know if I know enough manners to be polite to that many people.
You'll be okay. Just do what I do. Good evening, Mrs. Thompson. It was sure nice of you to invite me.
Good evening, Wallace. It was nice of you to come.
Good evening, Mrs. Thompson. It was nice you... I mean, to have me.
Well, Theodore, don't we look nice this evening?
I don't know about me, but you look real neat.
How do you do?
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 Hello, class. Good evening, Wallace.
Hiya, Lumpy.
Julie. Oh, you know my kid, my little brother Theodore, don't you?
Well, Beaver, you're getting very handsome.
Thank you. You're getting very handsome, too.
Here, these flowers are for you.
Oh, thank you, Wally. They're beautiful flowers. By the way, Beaver, your little friend's been asking for you.
Oh, Whitey?
No, Betsy Patterson. Just a minute, and I'll get her for you.
Boy, Wally. They sure make it hard for you to have a good time, don't they?
Oh, that's etiquette. Now pipe down. Stop scratching. Here comes your girlfriend.
Hey, what happened to her? She doesn't look like a kid at all anymore.
Hi, Beaver.
Hi, Betsy. This is my brother, Wally. He's older than I am.
How do you do, Wally?
Hello, Betsy.
These are for you. They're beautiful flowers.
Thank you, Beaver. Here, let me help you.
Oh, Julie, would you like to dance?
I'd love to, Wally.
Would you like to dance, Betsy?
All right, Beaver. What are you looking for?
A handkerchief.
Oh, that's all right, Beaver.
Okay.
Warden, you think Beaver's having a good time?
No.
Well, why would you say something like that?
Oh, because it's true. No boy ever had a good time at his first dance.
Why not?
Well, it's just not natural for a 12-year-old to be jammed into a new suit and forced to put his arms around a strange little girl while everyone sits around waiting for him to make a mistake.
Wally likes dances.
Well, sure, but he's older. A boy has to attend 7 or 8 of these affairs before he learns to enjoy being miserable.
I just hope that Betsy Patterson isn't one of those mean little girls who laugh at Beaver.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. Most of them are.
Ward, you're not being very helpful.
Look, he's going to be all right, dear. He managed to survive measles and chicken pox and poison ivy. I think we can see him safely through girls.
How do you like being a chaperone, Wally?
Well, it's all right, I guess. Only had to break up one fight so far. Hey, Wally, we're watching the kids, but who's watching us, huh?
Well, the way you dance, everybody in the place.
Well, are you two enjoying the dance?
Yeah, it's lots of fun, isn't it, Beaver?
Oh, sure. But I wish they'd stop making us have such a good time long enough for me to cool off.
Well, Beaver, maybe Betsy would like some punch, huh?
Oh.
Beaver, not like that. Use the dipper.
Okay.
Beaver! Don't drink out of it. Here. Okay, Julie?
Okay, Wally.
Okay, Betsy?
Well, you see, Beaver, I promised this dance to Billy McKenzie.
Gee, what'd you do that for?
Well, he asked me. Didn't you ask any other girls to dance with you?
Gee, no. I guess I didn't get around to it.
Well, you didn't expect me to dance every dance just with you, did you, Beaver?
No, I don't guess so. what am I supposed to do? You're dancing. I'd feel funny just standing around doing nothing.
Oh, Beaver, you're silly. I'll see you, Beaver.
See you, Betsy.
Oh, hi, Bee.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Beaver. How come you're not dancing, Bee?
I don't know. We were having some punch, and then all of a sudden she had to go dance with another guy.
I was lucky. My girl got sick.
Mrs. Thompson made mine dance with her brother.
Hey, you guys want to go out to the porch?
What for?
I got some real neat new noises I want you guys to hear.
Sure, let's go. I brought all my baseball cards.
You got any new ones?
Sure, a whole bunch.
Yeah, come on, guys, let's go. Maybe we can even take our ties off. Hey, Beeve, when you were out there dancing with that Betsy before, you had a look on your face like you were almost liking it.
Gee, Richard, you know me better than that, don't you?
Ford, look.
Beaver got paint on his jacket. Now, how could a boy get into paint at a dance?
Well, it's not easy, but he could do it if he put his mind to it. Boys have a good time?
Well, Wally said he did. But when I asked Beaver, he said it was okay, I guess. You know, I don't think he enjoyed himself at all.
Well, I'd have been a little disappointed if he had at his age. You know, I think dancing school and manners are fine, but I don't like the idea of adults pairing off kids at that age.
Well, I guess you're right, Warden. You know, while we're teaching them to be ladies and gentlemen, we should remember that they're just children.
Hey, Beaver, tonight at the dance, where'd you disappear to?
Oh, I went out on the porch with Richard and Whitey.
How come? I thought you were all nuts over that Betsy. You didn't feel bad because she was dancing with that other guy, did you?
At first, then I ran into Richard and Whitey, and I forgot about her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't think any girl's worth going through all the stuff I went through tonight.
Well, I guess I felt that way when I was your age, too.
You did? How'd you get over it?
Well, you just have to keep going to these dances and things until you get used to it. Even now, sometimes I have to sit down and remind myself that I'm having a good time.
Hope Summers, who plays Clara up next in episode 172, was a versatile performer. On the one hand, she's Mayberry's top busybody. She also portrayed the creepy Mrs. Gilmore in the horror film classic Rosemary's Baby. Stay tuned. That's coming up next.